more.
One, two, two. Oh, that's tasty. It's a tasty Bovril mix. It is Bovril. Did I tell you? You should hear things the way I hear things. In the echo, 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 chamber, 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 chamber of my earphones. Cans, we like to call them in the business. You know what I'm talking about? Probably not, doesn't matter, but I have got a nice hot cup of Bovril. And it's tasty. We got a tasty episode of Dude Talk, the radio gig, coming your way. It's going to be episode 4, part 7, I think. We're going to have a little bit of our story and tales from the dark side. Featuring a bit of the boss, Bruce, and fire stuff. In the meantime, Dude Talk, what is it? Walk and Talk support group once a month. Bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk, dudes and dudettes, and little mini ones and old ones and all, in what started as a simple gesture, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being, whatever you prefer. Either way, it's evolved nicely. It's great to be outdoors, shooting the breeze, breathing it all in, you know what I'm saying? Join us if you're ever around these ear parts. Do Talk. That's what it's all about. Soon have its own page. I've been saying that for the last 6 months. I tell you what we got. What we got else? What else we got? Whatever it is, Yoda, it's coming soon as well. I say it while I got it on my mind. Durban's Bread, the 30-year second edition, and Tales from the Hip. Oh yeah, my hips don't lie. Mexico edition. Two books I've written. They're going to come out, and they're going to come out with me. Guns are blazing, because I'm going to do an hour's radio show. Should you care to join me and tell you, well, I'm just going to talk a bunch of rubbish, really. You're welcome to join me. It's on Saturday, 30th of May, St. Joseph's Community Club in Brinscall, Lancashire. Yeah, I've said it. So what have we got? World news, crazy rock and roll. Oh, I've done all that business. Yeah, we're doing our story. I think we should probably just do it then. Hold on.
Shall I tell you about my life?
Yeah, go on then. This is our story, sent in from a fella called Harold. Not many Harolds around these days. Anyway, as we get older, we sometimes begin to doubt our ability to make a difference in the world. It is at these times that our hopes are boosted by the remarkable achievements of other seniors, if you like, he says with wiggly fingers, who have found the courage to take on challenges that would make many of us wither. Harold Schlumberg is such a person. And he says, well, I'm fortunate to have a chemical engineering background. And one of the things I enjoy most is converting beer, wine and whiskey into urine. It's rewarding, uplifting, satisfying and fulfilling. I do it every day and I really enjoy it. Well, I think Harold should be an inspiration to us all.
Say I'm a good man. I could tell you about my life. Keep you amused, I'm sure. About all the times I'm blind. How I don't want to be sad anymore.
Indeedy. Tar Howard, right now though, it's Towels from the Dark Side. In the confinements of the broom cupboard under the stairs, Billy huddled amongst the Hoover with its musky dust bag and the shoe polish basket that evaporated a kiwi sheen to the sunless air. However, there lay, drifting in the ether, another familiar smell that he took on board in this great game of hide and seek. It was an odour he had witnessed before, up on the top of the built-in cupboard of his bedroom. Yeah, that was it. But it was never a smell that he could associate with the structure of the house. Not its aged timber or its dusty relation of the entombed moats that hovered in the dark places. No, this smell had a chemical aroma, he noted, as wafts of coloured rays sliced through a crack in the door, and there glistened shafts of speckled blues, greens, bright and lucid and sheeted together as if to form. Hey, Beckenham Fire Station, London. You know when we started all those episodes ago, White Watch? Well, this is for you.
Hi.
Oh, hiya.
How's it going?
It's going okay. It's been all right.
You think you could have it ready for me tomorrow morning?
Sure. Sure, I can even bring it out to you if you want.
No. We live way out in the hills. I'd better come pick it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here. Well, I'll see you.
All right, I'll see you. Hey, little girl, is your dad? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you higher.
Sometimes nice like someone took a knife. Baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Your mind be formless like water.
Radio Grimco.
Be water, my friend.
Aye, indeedy. Billy could do with a bit of water. Time for listening. That's all we've got time for this week. Till next week, keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.